Let's turn with me to Old Testament Book of Psalms,
请大家,
Psalm 4.
大家请翻开旧约圣经, 诗篇, 第四篇。
Psalm 4.
诗篇, 第四篇。
For the choir director on string instruments, a psalm of David.
大卫的诗交与灵长用丝弦的乐器。
Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me. Hear my prayer.
显我唯义的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。我在困苦中，求你使我宽广。现在，求你连续我，听我的祷告。
O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception?
你们这上流人啊，你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱，要到几时呢？你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？
Selah.
戏呢？
But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
你们要知道，耶和华已分别虔诚人归他自己。我求告耶和华，他必听我。Tremble
and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still.
你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。在床上的时候要心里思想，并要肃静。Selah。喜呢？Offer
the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord.
当献上公义的祭，又当依靠耶和华。You
have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and new wine abound.
有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处？耶和华呀，求你扬起脸来光照我们。当献上公义的祭，又当依靠。
Many are saying, Who will show us any good? Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord.
有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处呢？耶和华呀，求你扬起脸来光照我们。
Sorry, I missed that verse. You have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and new wine abound.
你使我心里快乐，胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety.
我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你，耶和华，使我安然居住。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头祷告。
Father God, we come to thank you and praise you.
父啊，我们来感谢赞美你。
Because this is the day that you have made for us.
因为这天乃是你为我们所造的。
And you made this day for us to see the glory of the Lord Jesus.
你要让在这天里使我们看见我们主耶稣的荣耀。
No one has seen you, but your glory shines in the face of the Lord.
从来没有人看过你，但你的荣光还是显在你儿子的身脸上。
Father, we pray that you will open our eyes of heart so that we can truly see the glory of the Lord.
父啊，实在是求你开启我们心中的眼睛，使我们可以看见我们主的荣光。
Give us grace to have an open ear so we can hear our Lord Jesus, His voice in our heart.
求你开启我们的耳朵，使我们可以在心里面听见我们主耶稣的声音。
And our spirit will be restored.
我们的灵再次被恢复过来。
Father, we ask you to give each one, he who speaks, he who translates, and he who hears, the Holy Spirit.
父啊，我们实在是求你，把你的圣灵赐给讲的、翻译的、听的。
So everyone here is filled with the Holy Spirit, will be touched by the Holy Spirit, and we can receive your grace in your word.
使每一个人都能够感受到圣灵，使我们在恩典中接受你的话语。
Once again, Father, we ask you to speak to us in our heart.
父啊，我们再次祈求你在我们心里对我们讲话。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we'd like to share Psalm number 4.
今天我们要来分享诗篇第四篇。
Psalm is the book of Psalms. It's a very precious book.
诗篇啊，是一篇非常宝贵的书。
Throughout thousand years, it's been helping many many saints to go through the spiritual journey.
在几千年来，它一直帮助着圣徒们啊，通过各样的那个圣灵的那个灵的属灵的途道路。
The saints of the Lord have been greatly encouraged and comforted through reading and studying the book of Psalms.
圣徒们，主的圣徒们，借着学习这个诗篇，他们得到了很大的激励。
And in the Psalms, we see prophecies.
在诗篇里面，我们看到预言。
In the Psalms, we see the expression of those saints, how they have been feeling as they walk on this path.
我们借着诗篇，我们看到圣徒们是怎么样在属灵的道路上，他们的感觉。
The most precious thing for us is that in the Psalms, we can see and can be touched how the Lord Jesus Christ had felt when he walked on the earth.
更重要的，借着诗篇，我们实在是能够触摸到我们的主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他的里面的感觉。
So Lord Jesus, while he was on earth, quoted the many places in the Psalms.
我们主在地上的时候，他反复引用诗篇很多地方。
And he said those verses actually speaks for him.
因为那些经句乃是指着他讲的。
So not only when we read the Psalms, we can see ourselves in the Psalms in the same situation, and we get encouraged.
所以我们在读诗篇的时候，我们不光借着诗篇里边讲到我们自己个人的经历而得到激励
，but also we can see and feel how Christ felt.
而更重要的，我们还可以因此能够感受知道主自己，我们的主基督自己的感觉。
So in New Testament, we are told about the truth.
在新约里面，我们讲到真理。
But in Old Testament, especially in Psalms, we get to see the feeling of Christ.
更重要的，在旧约里面，尤其是诗篇里面，我们却看到基督情感的一面。
And this verse, Psalms 4, it says that there's a title.Part of the inspiration of God's word. It says, for the choir director on string instrument, a psalm of David.
诗篇的第四篇有一个抬头啊，这个抬头也算是诗篇的一个部分。这样说，大卫的诗交与灵长，用丝弦的乐器。
So it says a psalm of David.
他讲到说是大卫的诗。
So David wrote this psalm.
是大卫所写的。
And we don't know.When he wrote this song,
我们实在不知道他是什么时候写的。
And when he in what occasion he wrote this song,
也不知道他是在什么样的情况里面写的。
But most scholars believe that Psalm 4 and Psalm 3 are the twin psalms.
但很多学者们认为第三篇、第四篇好像是一个那个上下篇。
So in Psalm 3.It says, Psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son.
那第三篇是怎么样讲的呢？他说是大卫逃避他的儿子亚沙龙的时候做的诗。
So many scholars and Jewish rabbis believe that this is the occasion that he wrote Psalm 3 and Psalm 4.
所以很多学者和犹太人的拉比都认为第三篇、第四篇是在同一个时候写的。
So here we see that Psalm 3 and Psalm 4 they are related.
So 我们觉得第三篇和四篇是相互关联的。
And Psalm 3 is called the morning psalm.
第三篇被称作早晨的诗。
Because in the verse 5 in Psalm 3 it says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me.
第三篇的第五节这样说, 我躺下睡觉, 我醒着, 耶和华都保佑我。
So in Psalm 3, he awoke.
在第三篇特别强调, 我醒着。
So it means that he woke up in the morning.
那么可能的意思是指他早晨刚醒过来的时候。
So this Psalm, Psalm 3 is called morning prayer.
因此第三篇被称作早晨的诗篇,早晨的祷告。
And Psalm 4 is called the evening prayer.
那第四篇乃是讲到晚上的祷告。
It is Psalm written for the night.
也是为了晚上写的。
Because in the verse 8, Psalm 4 verse 8, it says, In peace I will both lie down and sleep.
因为第四篇第八节这样说，我必安然躺下睡觉。So
this is called the evening psalm.
所以被叫做晚上的诗。And
in this psalm, it tells us a secret of being able to sleep well, even when we face great danger and troubles.
所以这第四篇乃是讲到，当我们在面临很多 艰难困苦的时候，我们怎么样得到秘诀，能够安然入睡？
So if you desire the secret of being able to sleep well when you face many problems, and this is the psalm for us.
所以当你在面临艰难困苦的时候，如果你想要寻找到能够安然入睡的秘诀的话，我想这第四篇就是告诉我们。
Again, we know that through these psalms, you also testify for the Lord.
我们也知道，借着第四篇，我们可以在这样的情形里面为主做见证。
The secret of Lord's rest in His heart.
也就是在主的里面，我们得到安息。And
let's see, go back to the title of this psalm.
那我们再来看这篇的那个抬头。
It says it's for the choir director.
是要交予领长的,
and on string instruments.
是用丝弦的乐曲,
so it says this song is to be sung.
所以说这首诗篇是要拿来唱的。
Nobody knows how to sing this song anymore.
当然我们现在不知道怎么样, 任何人都不知道怎么样来唱这首诗。
But many songs are to be sung.
因为很多的诗篇实际上是用来唱的。
And so I think it is the singing is a very important part of our spiritual growth.
我们都知道唱诗歌是我们属灵生命的成长的一部分。
Once I heard a Sunday school children, they sang this Sunday school songs, spiritual songs.
有一次我听在早晨孩子儿童组织学的时候，听到孩子们在唱一首。
Those songs really touched me.
这首歌感动了我。
And lyrics very simple.
它的那个歌词非常简单。
It just talk about Lord Jesus, His grace.
就讲到主耶稣和他的恩典。
His power.
他的能力。
So the song is very important for us.
这个诗歌对我们是很重要的。
When we believe in the Lord.
当我们相信主以后。
There's a change in our life.
在我们的生命中有改变。
If you are truly born again Christian,
如果我们是真实重生得救的话,
true child of God,
真的神是神的儿女的话,
and you'll find out in your heart there's a new song.
那么我们在心中我们就发现到有一首新的诗歌。
So every true child of God had this similar experience.
每一个从神真实的儿女都有同样的经历。
This is a test if you are truly born from the Lord or not.
所以这实在说来也是我们认证我们是否是真实重生得救的。
If you have this new song in your heart,
如果在我们心里面有一首新的诗歌,
No matter if you didn't like to sing at all before you're Christian.
不管你这个人在成为基督徒之前是不是喜欢唱歌。
But once you are touched by Lord's grace.
当你被如果你一旦被主恩典所感动以后。
All of a sudden, you like to sing praises to the Lord.
突然之间你就有冲动要来唱歌感动神。
There's a new song Holy Spirit put in our heart.
这首诗歌 这样的诗乃是圣灵放在我们心里的
And here it says on string instruments
这里讲到用丝弦的乐器
In the Old Testament all the instruments are just shadows
在所有的旧约里面所有的乐器都是
Shadow 影子
影子、哦 yeah. 都是影子
And in Psalm 150 it has like 10 different kinds of instruments
在诗篇第十五篇讲到有十种以上的乐器
drums, cymbals, all kinds of instruments
有锣有鼓
but in New Testament we know this Holy Spirit uses our heart as our instrument
那么到了新约的时候那么圣灵就把我们的心、啊、本身作为一个乐器
and Holy Spirit indwells us
圣灵住在我们的里面
He lives in us, abides in us, and uses our heart as instruments to sing these songs.
他住在我们的里面，用我们的心啊来作为乐器来唱诗。
So Ephesians chapter 5:18-19 tells us this.
那么以弗所书第五章第十八节这样告诉我们。
It says, "Do not get drunk with wine."
我们不要醉酒。
It says, because this is a dissipation.
这乃是一个 dissipation. 乃是我们的警戒。
And then it says, instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不要醉酒，酒使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And it continues, she says, speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns,with spiritual songs, singing, making melody with your heart to the Lord.
然后又说，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
So it says, with our hearts.
在这里乃是讲到用我们的心。
So give your hearts to the Holy Spirit.
乃是要把我们的心要给圣灵。
And God will make our heart a string instrument.
神就把我们的心变成一个丝弦的乐器。
You know, the Holy Spirit abides in us to teach us all things about the Lord Jesus.
我们都知道圣灵住在我们的里面来要把我们的主一切主耶稣一切的事情教导我们。
And the Holy Spirit abides in us to show us how to praise the Lord, how to sing, how to worship the Lord.
圣灵住在我们的里面要让我们怎么样来敬拜我们的主。
So that we need to really focus on the Holy Spirit, His Word, and also focus on our heart. Really sing and worship the Lord from our heart.
所以我们实在说来应当专注在我们的心里面怎么样顺服圣灵去敬拜赞美我们的主。
Because today we are living the era of the church.
我们都知道今天我们乃是生活在教会的时代。
And Lord Jesus says, we worship in spirit and truth.
我们乃是在灵同真理里面敬拜。
So this era also called era of grace.
所以这个时代我们也称为是恩典的时代。
And this era is also called era of the Holy Spirit.
那么也被称作圣灵的时代。
So this is a song, this is a song for us to be sang.
所以这首诗歌，这首诗篇乃是要让我们唱的。
So let's move on to verse 1.
让我们来看第一节。
He says, "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness."
显我为义的神呐、啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。
So you see that when that he was in that situation, he was pursued by his son.
我们都知道当大卫处在被他的儿子追杀的时候
，and he made this plea.
他这样祈求。
And he asked the Lord to answer him when I call.
他说求神在呼吁的时候应允他。
He has many kinds of needs.
他有很多的需要。
And he was in danger. He was in great trouble.
他是处在很大的困苦里面。So
he called on the Lord, he said, answer me when I call.
所以他说, 神啊, 我呼吁的时候, 求你应允我。
And he says, O God of my righteousness.
他是这样称呼的, 说, 神显我, 显我为义的神啊。
So he says that the God is God of my righteousness.
他说, 神是显我为义的神。
Now what does that mean? That Chinese translation obviously is a little different.
我们都知道, 中文的翻译稍微有点不同, 这是什么意思呢?
Chinese translation says, God of my vindication.
中文的翻译是显我为义的神。
And it may have that meaning.
也许有那个意思。
But in the another meaning is that God of my righteousness.
另外一种, 意思来是指神是我们的义。
So we know that the When we come to the Lord,
所以我们当来到主的面前,
we know that God will not listen to our prayer if we still hold on to sins.
如果我们仍然在罪中, 我们都知道主是不听我们的祷告。
So we come to the Lord, we have to have God's righteousness.
所以我们来到神的面, 主的面前, 我们必须要有神的义才行。
Even Chinese Confucius knew about this truth.
即使是, 儒家, 孔子儒家,
so he said that when I sin, I have nothing to say to pray about.
所以他说, 我犯罪的时候, 我不知道要怎么样祷告, 祈求。
Yeah. 获罪以天, 无所祷也。 Confucius said that. So Confucius has this knowledge as well.
所以孔子他有这样的, 知识。
Sinner cannot come to God to pray.
罪人不可能来到天的面前祷告。
So when we come to the Lord, we, in order for us to have a confidence that God will answer our call, we have to have first is the righteousness of God.
所以当我们来到神的面前, 我们要有, 我们如果要享有这样的信心, 神必然会答应的话, 我们必须要有神的义。
And that's why God prepares salvation for all of us.
所以这就是为什么神预备我们一切的救恩。
God loves us. God wants us to draw near to Him.
神爱我们, 祂希望我们能够亲近祂。
In the Bible, God said, whenever we have a need, no matter what kind of problem that we are in, God loves us to come to Him and pray to Him.
圣经告诉我们, 无论我们有怎么样的困难, 需要, 我们都, 神都喜欢我们来到祂的面前祈求祂。
And so, Lord, had to provide salvation, His righteousness to us.
因着这个缘故, 神必须要来, 为我们预备救恩, 预备那个义。
So through Lord Jesus, God prepared for us His righteousness.
所以借着耶稣, 神为我们预备了这个义。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us this.
那么哥林多后书第五章这样说,
God made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf.
神使那, 使他, 那, 虽然, 不是罪,
神使那不知罪的,
不知罪的成为罪, 为我们,
so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
使我们可以在基督里面成为, 神, 成为神的义。
So here you see the salvation of the Lord provided us a righteousness of God, so we can come to God Himself.
所以神, 的救恩使我们可以成为有得义来到神的面前。
This past week, I had a lunch with my colleague.
这个过已过的星期, 我和我的同事有吃午饭。
Because I say grace for my lunch, and he noticed it. He said, "Oh, you are very religious."
我在饭前祷告, 他看见了, 他对我说, 你非常虔诚。
And he said, it is very good.
这是非常好的, 他说。
And I used that opportunity to share, because he's Chinese, I said, do you know that in Chinese characters, there is a very interesting thing. Our forefathers actually knew this God, the true living God.
我借着这个机会向他传福音, 因为他是个中国人, 我说你知道吗, 在中国古代, 有一个字, 神用这个, 那个人, 中国人用字来显明神的事。
So in the very beginning in Chinese history, that our ancestors knew about this true living God.
因为在中国最开始的历史, 我们的先祖,
and Chinese became idol worshippers only during this spring, autumn, and war period.
那个中国人是什么时候开始拜偶像的呢? 乃是从春秋时代，春秋战国时代开始的。
And before that, Chinese ancestors worshipped the one true living God.
因为在此之前，中国的先祖们是敬拜真实的神的。
And I told them that the Chinese character righteousness for righteousness.
然后我就告诉他，中文字中的那个义，公义的义那个字。
The traditional character the for righteousness is had you have this lamb on the top.
那个繁体字，这个义字，这个上面那个字头上面是羊。
And then underneath that it is the I.
然后在下面是我。
So it's what is the righteousness in Chinese ancestors' mind is that I covered by the lamb.
所以在中国先祖先的心目中，那个义乃是指一个羊来盖住、覆盖着我。
Without the knowledge of the Bible, I don't think any Chinese can figure out why our ancestors invented the word like this.
如果没有圣经的知识的话，我不相信中国人会明白为什么我们的先祖会这样来造这个字。
So for us to have righteousness of God is to have the Lamb of God to cover us, blood to cover us.
所以要有神的义，唯一的办法就是用神的那个羔羊，他的血。
So this is not only the biblical way God revealed in the Bible.
这实在说来不光是圣经这样来启示我们,
but also God revealed it to our Chinese ancestors.
同样，神也向我们的祖先们这样显明。
When the Lord Jesus appeared on the earth, and John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
当主耶稣 来到地上受尽的时候，施洗约翰这样宣称说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊
，who takes away the sin of the world，
来除去世人罪孽的。
So the first secret that we have come to the Lord, to have this confidence is that God is our righteousness.
所以第一个我们来到神面前的秘诀就是我们要看到神乃是我们的义。
And he continued, he said, "You have relieved me in my distress."
然后他继续说，我在困苦中，你曾使我宽广。
Now again, he drew on the past experience that how the Lord delivered him.
那么在这里，他再一次把我们引回到过去，神是怎么样救赎我们的。
Lord had dealt with him with grace when he had a problem.
当他过去有困苦的时候，神怎么样恩待他？
So we are reminded again and again in the Psalms that past experience with the Lord is very important.
所以记得诗篇，我们一而再、再而三的被提醒说，我们过去与神的经历，怎样帮助我们？
The past experience with the Lord help us to have a confidence to face the current problem.
也就是说。 我们过去与神的经历，神的恩典，可以帮助我们来面临我们现今正在经历的困难。So,
brothers, this is counting God's blessings is very important.
也就是说，弟兄姊妹们，我们来数算神的恩典是非常重要的事。So,
when we are facing problems today, we need to recall how God has blessed us in the past.
也就是说，当我们今天面临困苦的时候，我们要来数算过去神是怎么样恩待我们的。So
the more we count on God's blessings in the past, the more we are strengthened.
所以，当我们来数算过去神一路对我们的恩典，那就使我们更加有信心来到他的面前。And
so here it says, "You have relieved me in my distress."
在这里乃是讲到说，在我的困苦中，你使我宽广。And
the you have relieved me. Relieved actually means that make a room for me.
在这里讲到宽广的意思，就是让我们更有 更有那个空间。
So some translation says, you have enlarged me in my distress.
所以有的翻译确实翻译成 要扩张。
And so in Psalm 118:5, it says, in my distress I call you and you answer me. You send me to a large place.
所以诗篇, 第十八篇这样讲到, 当我在困苦中的时候, 你使我宽广。
So this is the Lord enlarge our capacity in my heart.
也就是说我们的主使我们里面我们的心更有来到宽广之地。
So that we have a room to contain more of God's grace.
也就是使我们的心能够更大，能够容纳神更多的恩典。
So Psalm 119 it says, Psalm 119 says, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may know your statutes.
所以诗篇第119篇这样说，我在困苦中的时候，实际上是对我有好处，使我能够更知道你的身量。
So that's when we have a problem, when we face problem, and when we are distressed, it's actually good for us because God will enlarge our capacity so we can understand God's word.
所以当我们在苦难困苦中的时候，对我们是有益处的，因为在这个时候，神可以扩充我们的警戒，使我们更能够容纳他的。Without
going through the many problems in life, we cannot really truly understand God's word.
因为实在说来，如果我们生活中一帆风顺，没有困难的话，我们很难明白神的话。
So that as we go through the problems, troubles in our life, and as we go through the discipline from the Lord, that's how we understand more and more God's word.
也就是说，当我们在经历我们生活中的各样的难处的时候，经历神的管教的时候。 我们才能够明白神话的真的意义。So
he, when myself had an issue,
当我自己碰遇见问题的时候,
and the thing that got me going, was this thought that after this problem, after I go through this problem, I'll be better equipped to understand God's word.
我的心里面就会一直在这样想，当我经历过这样的问题以后。 我相信，我就能够更多的明白神。So
here he recalled again is the past experience he had with the Lord.
所以在这里他再次回想过去与神的经历。You
have relieved me in my distress in the past.
你使我宽广从过去的困难里面。And
then so he says, be gracious to me, hear my prayer.
然后又说，现在求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。So
this is a the secret of the prayer is to rely on God's grace and mercy.
这也是祷告的秘诀，就是要依靠神的怜恤。
And not rely on our own merits.
不是靠我们自己的能力。
Even if you were the best person in the whole world, you cannot come to the Lord with your own merits.
不是靠着我们的优点，不管我们这个人在世界上是最好的人，我们也不可能以此来到神的面前。
Because in the eyes of God, we are full of sins.
因为在神的眼里，我们仍然是充满罪恶的。We
are full of pride, we are full of jealousy in our heart.
我们充满了罪恶、骄傲、嫉妒。In
our heart is full of hatred.
我们充满了仇恨。So
we need to come to the Lord to rely on His mercy and grace.
因此，我们必须要来到神的面前，依赖他的怜悯和恩典。This
is the secret of having the Lord to answer our prayer.
这是我们求神答应我们祷告的秘诀。
And then in verse 2, she says, O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception?
第二节这样说，你们这上流人呐，你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱，你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？
Now he turned to his enemies.
然后大卫的眼睛转向他的敌人。
So if you want to divide this psalm,
如果我们需要来分段的话,
The first verse is David speaks to God.
第一节乃是讲到大卫向着神讲话。
And second verse is David speaks to his enemies.
第二节乃是大卫对着他的仇敌讲话。
And verse 3 and through 5, now he speaks to the godly.
从第三节一直到第五节，乃是神对着敬虔的人讲话。
And then from 6 to 8, David speaks to God again.
从第六节到第八节，大卫又转向神讲话。
So now in verse 2, he all of a sudden turned to his enemies.
所以第二节他突然就转向他的仇敌。
I think that he want to talk to his enemy so that give them a chance, opportunity to repent.
我想他的意思乃是要给他的仇敌一个机会可以悔改。
Because he spoke truth.
因为他在讲真理。
He said, Oh, sons of man, how long will my honor become a reproach?
他这样说，你们这上流人呢，你们将我的尊荣变为虚弱，要到几时呢？
Because his enemies try to dethrone him from his kingdom.
因为他的仇敌乃是要篡夺他的王位。
He want to put to in shame.
他要把他们要把他放在虚啊那个羞辱的地位。
It's like what people did to our Lord Jesus.
就像啊那些啊对我们的主耶稣做事的人。
They crucified the Lord Jesus.
把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Crucified him with the other two criminals.
把他放在强盗中啊强盗之间钉在十字架上。
And also while he was on the cross suffering.People around him mock him still.
而且他在十字架上的时候，下面的人还在讥笑他。
And said, "If you're Son of God, come down from the cross, and then we can believe you."
他们说，如果你是神的儿子的话，求请你从十字架上下来，我们就可以相信你。
And before we become Christians, I don't know about you, that I really dislike the Christians.
我不知道你们，当我在成为基督徒之前，我是非常不喜欢基督徒的。
And this is only through God's grace we're saved.
唯有借着神的恩典，我才得救了。
And so it says, "How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception?"
他在这里说，你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢
？And so, in brothers and sisters, you know, a lot of times the things that we put a lot of effort in our life actually is worthless.
弟兄姊妹们知道吗？我们把很多我们的精力放在我们生活中的各样的事情，其实是很虚妄的事。
They are worthless. They are deception.
他们又虚妄又虚假。
If it's not from the Lord, if not the word of God, the things that we do, we endeavor to achieve, actually is worthless and they are deception.
凡事如果不是从神来的啊，不是从主来的，那么都是虚妄的，都是虚假的。
David became king because that was the will of God.
大卫成为王乃是因为从神来的。
When people try to destroy him, this is a worthless effort.
如果人要把他从王位上给赶下来，那么就是虚妄的，就是虚假的。
And those who follow Absalom, they were deceived by Absalom.
如果那些跟随亚沙龙的人，他们乃是被亚沙龙所欺骗。
They were deceived because Absalom lied about his father.
亚沙龙骗了他们关于他父亲的事。
So, dear brothers, is that the we can relate to that deception as well?
那么，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们能不能把我们自己和那些虚假能够联系起来
？Titus tells us that we ourselves were foolish.Once,
提多书这样告诉我们，我们曾经也是落在虚妄里面。
And we were disobedient, and we were deceived.
我们不顺服人，我们欺骗人，我们被人欺骗。
So, this world there's a lot of deceptions going on.
在这个世界里面有很多虚妄的事。
And we know that we only be kept.Found deception by the grace and mercy of the Lord.
而我们仅仅是我们实在是因为神的恩典，使我们逃避这些虚妄。
So you remember that Eve was deceived by the devil in the Garden of Eden.
你们还记得吗？夏娃在伊甸园是怎么样被魔鬼试探的
？And we were deceived by the devil as well.
我们今天同样被撒旦所试探。
I remember that.Before I became Christian, that I thought, oh, this only explanation for the existence of this world was a revolution theory.
我在成为基督徒之前，我一直被欺骗说这个世界的来源乃是借着进化。
And Jesus was just a Jewish carpenter.
而耶稣只是犹太人的一个木匠而已。
So we are all deceived.
我们每个人都受这样的欺骗。
And so Lord, by speaking the truth and give us the opportunity to repent.
乃是神给我们真理开启，使我们可以悔改。
And it followed by Sela.
然后在这个地方被一个词细拉放在后面。
We know that Sela means there's a turning point. There's a people don't really understand what Sela means, but scholars guess it means instruction to the singers to change the pitch.
希腊这个词虽然没有人知道是准确的意思是什么，但是学者这样告诉我们，当这个字出现的时候，就是去表示，就是告诉那些弹乐器的人，这个时候要转调了。
So even though we do not know exact meaning, but we can see in the Bible, whenever Sela happened, following verses change its tone.
也就是说，当我们在读这诗篇的时候，当我们看见这个词希拉的时候，我们就知道下面要改变语气了。
So verse three start with the but.
所以第三节开始的时候是一个但是这个词。
He says, it changes direction. So he says, but know that the Lord has set apart a godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
但是你们要知道，耶和华已经分别虔诚人归他自己。
So here he now turned to the true knowledge of the Lord.
在这里，他乃是转向神，对神的那个真知识。
And he taught us this knowledge is based on the godliness.
因为这个知识，这个知道，乃是因着敬虔的缘故。
So he says, if we really want to know the Lord.It has something to do with godliness.
如果我们真实要知道神的话，我们必须要认识敬虔这件事。
Darby told us that the godliness actually means recognition of God.
Darby 这样告诉我们，这个敬虔的意思乃是指神所悦纳、所许可的。
So it's like in the Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, 6.
在箴言第三篇第六节
There many of, I think maybe young people can memorize that verses. It says, Trust in the Lord with all your hearts. Do not lean on your own understanding.
在这里来讲说，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的道路。
And it says, In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord.
他说在
And he will make your path straight.
他说要在一切所行的事情上你都要认定他，他就必指引你的道路。
So in the Proverbs 3, 5, 6 it tells us about the godly man.
在箴言第三章第五第六节呢，是告诉我们一个敬虔的人的情形。
It tells us that to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways.
是要在一切所行的事情上都要认定他。
And so this is a very important for us to know the true knowledge of the Lord has close relationship with godly life.
所以我们实在是知道我们在敬虔的事情上我们乃是指我们所行的一切事上。
And so Paul tells us that in Titus, in verse 1, he says, Paul, the bondservant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for...The faith of God's elect and the true knowledge that is according to the godliness.
保罗在提多书一开始第一节就这样讲，他说神的仆人耶稣基督的使徒凭着神选民的信心和敬虔真理的知识。
So he says this truth, the true knowledge that is according to godliness.
他在这里讲到这个知识的时候，他是说敬虔的知识，真敬虔真理。
So in the book of Titus, if you study closely, book of Titus has a key word called good deeds.
如果我们来仔细来读提多书，我们就知道这本书乃是讲到那个好的行为
，Christian good deeds，
乃是讲到基督徒的好行为。
And to me, it is a Paul's version of the book of James.
对我来说, 提多书就好像是保罗写的, 雅各书一样。
It's very close to the book of James.
和那个雅各所写的雅各书相近。
So because the true knowledge of the Lord will produce godliness in our life.
也就是说, 我们对主那个真实的认识, 使我们能够产生敬虔。
And here she says, set apart, that Lord has set apart godly man for himself.
在这里, 告诉我们说, 耶和华以分别敬虔诚人归他自己。
It says that the godly man is very precious to the Lord.
也就是说, 那些虔诚人对神来说是何等的宝贵。
God choose them and put it into somewhere else because they are very precious.
神拣选了把 拣选了他们, 把他们分别出来, 放在一个特别的地方。
If you have a jewel, you have a very precious articles in your home, and you want to put them away in different places.
就好像, 你有珠宝, 财宝, 那些很尊贵, 对你来说, 那些东西, 你会把它单独的放在一个很, 很隐藏的地方。
So David tells us that the true knowledge produces godliness, and godly man is very precious to the Lord.
大卫在这里实在是讲到, 当我们有那个真的知识的时候, 就是我们成为敬虔的人, 神在神的眼里, 我们是宝贵的。
And it tells us that the confidence in our prayer is that the Lord hears when I call to him.
那么在由此就产生一个很强的信心, 我们这样来祷告神的时候, 神必然要。
So this is a second secret.
在这里讲的是第二个秘诀。
If we want to have a confidence when we pray to the Lord,
如果我们要有信心, 来祷告,
we need to have this godliness in our life.
我们就必须要有敬虔的生活。
We need to strive for the godliness.
我们就必须要努力过一个敬虔的生活。
Then when we pray to the Lord, not only we rely on the Lord's mercy and grace, but we have this confidence. Holy Spirit will bear witness in our heart, even though we are not perfect, but we strive to live godly life for the Lord.
也就是说,当我们在这样的情形里面来到神的面前祷告, 我们不光是要仰望神的恩典和怜悯, 我们也有这样的信心, 因着我们的敬虔, 圣灵在我们的里面, 来告诉我们, 我们神必然要垂听。
Many times when we pray, we are not quite sure God answered our prayer or not.
很多少的时候，我们在祷告的时候，我们实在没有这样的确信神会听我们的祷告。
And we have a lot of doubts.
我们常常有各样的疑惑。
And this godly life will help us because when we live a godly life for the Lord's glory, Holy Spirit will bear their witness in our heart. He will embolden us in faith when we pray to the Lord.
所以当我们过一个敬虔的生活的时候，我们来到神的面前祷告，圣灵会在我们的里面给我们这样的确据，我们可以坦然无惧在神的面前祷告。So
you look at this word godly man, he used singular, and then immediately he says, God hears when I call to him. So this godly man, David actually speaks to himself.
我们当来注意看这里所讲的那个 敬虔人是用的是单数，那么紧接着下来呢，大卫就说：“我求告耶和华。”显然，大卫在这里乃是指的他就是那个敬虔人。And
he ordered his life to please the Lord.
因为他的生活乃是要讨神的喜悦。And
then in verse 4, it says, "Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still."
第四节又接着讲，你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪，在床上的时候要心里思想，并要肃静。So
here it says tremble.
在这里讲到畏惧。Chinese
translation actually matches the NASB translation tremble.
这个中文的翻译畏惧这个词和那个美国标准版的翻译是同一个意思。But
this word can be translated as be angry.
这个词还有一种翻译，就是指愤怒。So
obviously, Paul, when he quoted this verse, he says in Ephesians, he says, be angry, yet do not sin.
显然当大当保罗在引述引用这个经节的时候，他在以弗所书这样讲到，他说含怒不可犯罪。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
含怒不可到日落。
And instead, do not give devil an opportunity.
不可给仇敌留余地。
So when Paul addressed to us, he's quoting this verse.
当保罗在这样写以弗所的时候，他是引用的这一节经文。
So when we are persecuted by our enemies.
当我们被神仇敌所追杀的时候
，in our heart will feel of bitterness.
在我们的心里面会有苦处。
And we will get very angry.
我们常常会发怒。
So here it advised from David and Paul.
那么在这里实在是从大卫和从保罗给我们给我们激励。
Actually it's from God himself.
其实应该是从神而来的。
Through these two men telling us that maybe we're angry.
其实这两个人告诉我们，也许有时候我们生气发怒。
But they both warn us, do not sin.
这两个人都告诉我们不可犯罪。
Because angry person, the next step he takes almost will be sin.
因为一个在怒气中的人，那第二接下来他要所行的就是犯罪。
It's like you are blindfolded and try to make a 100-meter dash for the obstacles.
就像是一个人当在竞赛中，他眼睛被蒙上，想要跑100米的竞赛。
And there's a lot of obstacles, bars before you. You try to cross them.
就像一个蒙着眼睛要跑100米的那个跨栏。
The faster you run, the more you're going to get hurt.
不管你跑得越快，你越有可能碰着那个栏被受伤。
So it says, yet do not sin.
但是这里告诉我们不要犯罪。
It's very dangerous for an angry person when we are angry and we take another step.
所以对那些在怒气中的人是个非常危险的，因为我们接下来的第二步。
So Paul put it very practically, he said, do not let the sun go down on our angry.
所以保罗更具体更实用，他说不要烦那个发怒到日落。
And my wife used to say, oh, he got angry with me, but it was night, so she said he could angry until next sundown.
我的妻子常常对我说，她有时候对我生气的时候，她说我可以犯罪直到我可以生气直到下一个日落的时候。
Because sun already set.
因为那个他犯罪的，因为他犯罪，他生气的时候，往往那个日落已经落下来是晚上。
So she want to count to the next sundown to, this is the Pharisee's attitude to God's word.
他说他可以等到下一个日落的时候，他才可以不再生气这样的想法显然是法利赛人的想法。
The true meaning of this verse is that we, even though we get angry, we should the shorter the better.
真实的意思乃是，当我们生气发怒的时候，应该是越快结束越好。
Because that verse says, "Do not give devil an opportunity."
因为下一节经文是这样说的，他说不要给仇敌留余地。
Because if we let anger linger on,
因为如果我们使那个怒气一直在我们心中的话，
next thing we do will be sin.
那么下一件我们要做的事情就是犯罪了。
So here it tells us that David tells us that instead of take a next step, instead of sinning, he says, meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still.
大卫在这里呢，是说在床上的时候要心里思想，并要肃静。
Meditate on God's word.
也就是说要思想神的话。
And these verses in the Bible help us to calm down when we are angry.
因为神的话可以使我们安静下来。
And the Bible says, do not be overcome by evil. Instead, overcome evil with good.
圣经告诉我们不要被恶所胜，要以战胜恶。
And in Proverbs 16:32, it said, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
那个箴言十六篇第二节这样说，他说慢慢动怒的人胜过勇士。
He who rules his spirit is better than the one who captures a city.
那个胜过就是说胜过圣灵的他胜过灵的，管制自己灵的胜过那个征服一座城。
And Lord Jesus says, you have heard it was said, love your neighbor but hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for them who persecute you.
主耶稣对门徒说，你们听见有人说要爱你们恨你们的仇敌，但是我告诉你们，你们要爱你们的仇敌。
And many times that we are angry, we are frustrated, we have this all the bitterness because of brothers and sisters. They are not even our enemies.
很多时候我们知道吗？当我们在生气愤怒的时候，我们往往不是对着我们的仇敌，而是对着弟兄姊妹们，他们不是我们的仇敌。
Then we should take this in heart. Even though we're angry, but we do not sin. It says, meditate in our heart and be still.
所以这个时候我们确实应该能够来心里来思想，并且要肃静。
And James tells us this. He says, everyone must be slow, must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
雅各这样告诉我们，每一个人都应当快快的听，慢慢的动怒，慢慢的。
And he said, because the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God.
因为他说人的怒气不能成就神的义。
So even now, when others wrong and we are right,
即使别人做错了，我们是对的。
And we need to be very careful because James says, anger of man does notAchieve God's righteousness.
我们必须要小心，因为人的怒气不能成就神的义。
Even though you're right, when you get angry, you're wrong.
其实你是开始是对的，但是你生气发怒的时候，你就可能
The action you take in your anger, will be wrong.
因为你使你的怒气发作出来，你就错了。
So when you really, really think there's a righteous anger in you, then you need to really pray hard about it.
如果你觉得你是生义怒的话，那么你要为此要好好的祷告。
And also pray with other brothers and sisters.
你要为别的弟兄姊妹得罪你的祷告。
And you will pray with other brothers and sisters to make sure that you do sin, you do not sin.
要和别的弟兄姊妹一同的祷告，要使你不至于犯罪。
And here it has another word, Stella.
在这里又出现了希腊这个词
Now which he changed the direction a little bit and he changed the pitch when for singers
同样在这里他是要改变方向 要改变那个语调
So instead of in addition to meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still in verse 5 he saysMore actively, we should offer the sacrifice of righteousness and trust in the Lord.
在这里告诉我们，我们不光是要心理思想，并且要肃静，更重要的，我们要献上公义的祭。
And here it says, the sacrifice of righteousness.
在这里乃是讲的要献上公义的祭。
It means the righteous acts of the saints.
乃是讲到那些圣徒们的公义的行为。
In the Revelation 19, it says, "Let us rejoice and be glad, give glory to Him, because the marriage of the Lamb has come."
在启示录第十九章第 二节这样告诉我们，我们应该欢乐、欢喜、快乐，因为神羊羔的义已经显出来了。
And his bride has made herself ready.
因为新娘已经预备好了。
And he says this, and he was giving to her, to clothe herself with fine linen, white and clean.
告诉要给那些义人们穿上那个洁白光明的细麻衣。
And because this fine linen is a righteous act of saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒他们所行的义。
So these are the acts that we perform, that become our righteousness.
也就是说那些义乃是我们所行出来的成了我们的义。
So in verse 1 it says, God is my righteousness.
在第一节他这样告诉我们神是显我为义的神。
God of my righteousness. God is my righteousness. I have a righteousness of God because of Christ Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的缘故我们得到了神的义。
We don't have to work for that righteousness of God.
对于那个义我们不需要做任何的工作就可以得到。
Totally rely on the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
完全是依靠耶稣基督的救赎。
His death and his blood, and his resurrection.
他的宝血，他的复活。
But here it talks about the righteous acts that saints have to strive to do.
而这个地方所讲的义乃是圣徒们必须要自己行的。
And it's a fruit of salvation.
乃是那个救恩的果子。
So Christian, we need to pay attention, like Paul said in Titus, to the good deeds.
所以基督徒们我们需要注意在提多书保罗所说的那些行为好行为。
Those are the things are the right things in the eyes of God.
因为那些事在神眼中看为可喜悦的。
Those are things are pleasing to him.
那些事情看为对是对的。
How do I know what are the things that please to God?
我们怎么知道哪些事是讨神喜悦的呢？
How do we knowWhat are things that are right in the eyes of God?
我们怎么知道在神眼中看为对的事呢？
We need to really study the Word of God.
我们必须要来到神的话语面前好好的学习。
Many things that we already know.
很多事情我们已经知道了。
And Bible also tells us one thing. I think that's very important.
圣经告诉我们有一件事是非常重要的。
It says, according to the anointing, abide in Christ.
乃是借着基督里面的膏油。
In this part, this lesson is we need to all learn.
这乃是我们每一个人都要来学的功课。
You look at the life of David.
让我们来看看大卫他的一生。
We know that David was pursued by King Saul.
我们都知道大卫被扫罗追杀。
Out of his jealousy.
因为是扫罗王的嫉妒。
And he wanted to put David to death.
他要致死大卫。
But David had two chances to kill Saul.
大卫有两次机会可以把扫罗杀掉。
He can kill Saul very easily.
很轻易的就杀死他。
But he wouldn't do that.
但是他没有做。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Paul, even though he was a very bad king,
因为尽管扫罗是一个非常坏的王,
he didn't remember the good things David did to him.
他完全记不得大卫对他所做的好事。
And he wanted to persecute David.
反过来他要迫害扫罗, 迫害大卫。
Even though David was 100% right in this case, and Saul was 100% wrong.
尽管在这事上，大卫是完全对的，而扫罗却完全错了。
But because David knew the anointing was on Saul,
但是大卫知道，扫罗身上有圣膏油，圣经膏油。
So he dared not reach out his hand and touch Saul.
所以他并没有伸出自己的手来杀扫罗。
And he leave it to God himself.
他把他交在神的手里。
And last time we mentioned a person called Ahithophel.
上一次我们讲到另外一个人叫亚西多福。
Ahithophel was counselor to David.
亚西多福乃是大卫的盟士。
A Bible told us that his advices was as good as that from God himself.
圣经告诉我们亚西多福的计谋就像神的计谋那样。
So his advices were correct 100%.
他的计谋几乎是事事都准。
So David relied on him in a great deal.
所以大卫完全的仰赖他。
But also Absalom knew that he was a counselor.
当然亚沙龙也知道亚西多福是谋士。
So, when he rebelled, the first thing he did was to send for Ahithophel.
所以当他背叛大卫的时候，他第一件要做的事情就是要得到亚西多福。
And the thing that I wonder most was how a person as wise as Ahithophel followed Absalom instead of David.
有一件事情我很难明白的，就是亚西多福这样足智多谋的人，怎么样会抛弃大卫去跟随亚沙龙呢？
His advices were as good as that from God himself.
他的计谋就像神的计谋那样的。
Bible gives us a clue if we study Ahithophel.
如果我们来仔细来观看亚西多福这个人的话，圣经给我们暗示。
2 Samuel 23 when Bible records the warriors of David.
当圣经撒母耳记下第23章讲到大卫的勇士的时候，
There's a name called Eliam.
在那里讲到以莲乌利亚。
Eliam actually was the son of Ahithophel.
那么乌利亚乃是以莲，
就说以莲好了。
以莲乃是第二十三，以莲乃是亚西多福的儿子，对，是以莲。以莲是亚西多福的儿子。
And Eliam was the father of Bathsheba.
以莲乃是巴士巴的父亲。
And Elijah was the grand son-in-law to Ahithophel.
所以说乌利亚乃是亚西多福的孙女婿。
Bathsheba was the granddaughter of Ahithophel.
因为巴士巴乃是亚西多福的孙女。
So basically, David destroyed his granddaughter's family.
也就是说，大卫把亚西多福的孙女的家庭给拆散了。
So Ahithophel wanted to take revenge.
所以亚西多福要报复。
He made fatal mistake.
但是他却做了一件致命的错。
He forgot the anointing actually was on King Saul.
他忘记了膏油乃是在大卫的身上。
Even though David wronged him and wronged him very greatly.
尽管大卫对他来说做了很大的错事。
But he forgot to follow the anointing of the Lord.
但是他却忘却了亚西多福忘却了要顺服圣膏油。
So when we talk about the righteousness of God, we need to also take into consideration of the anointing, teaching of the anointing.
所以当我们来顺服神的义的时候，我们需要来注意那个圣膏油。
So, and then he says, trust in the Lord.
在这里乃是讲到我们要依靠神。
So why that offer the sacrifice of righteousness has something to do with our need to trust in the Lord?
为什么当说到要献上公义的祭的时候，又说要依靠耶和华呢？
Because when we offer the righteousness of the sacrifices of righteousness, doing the right thing, doing what pleases to the Lord, sometimes it means you have to take a loss.
因为在这里实在是讲到，当我们献上公义的祭，我们要行出好的行为来的时候，我们会受到又是会有损失的。
And sometimes it means that we have to endure pains and sufferings.
也就是说， 也就是说我们有时候需要经历痛苦和苦难。
And that's why he said we need to trust in the Lord when we do the right thing or things pleasing to the Lord.
也就是说当我们在做事情能够讨神喜悦的时候，这个时候我们要紧紧的依靠耶和华。
Though to me it's the suffering and loss, but I trust that in the Lord. I want to do the right thing in the eyes of the Lord.
所以不管是什么样的损失得失，我都要来依靠神，使我能够做出那个讨神喜悦的事。
Like the last week that brother shared the cross that God gave to us.
就像上个星期我们的弟兄分享到神给我们的十字架。
We need to take up the cross and follow the Lord daily.
我们需要背起自己的十字架，天天的跟随我们的主。
That's why we need to trust in the Lord.
这就是为什么我们在这样的时候要依靠耶和华。
So, for the time's sake, we're going to skip verse 6. And this is 6 and 8, and now he turned again to speak to God.
为了时间的缘故，我会简单的看一下第六节。第六到第八节乃是又一次转向神。
And verse 7, you have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and new wine abound.
我们跳过第六节看第七节。你使我的心里快乐胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
I think the joy in our heart, is very important for Christians.
对于基督徒来说，心里快乐是件非常重要的事。
And because the joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为心里的喜乐乃是圣灵的果子。
It's above the circumstances we're in.
是超越我们所处的那个境况。
So in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we know that the first is, what is first? Fruit of Holy Spirit. 啊？
各位，圣灵所结的果子的第一果是什么？大家知道吗？
Love. What's the second one?
是仁爱。
Joy, right?
第二就是喜乐。
So the fruit of Holy Spirit, the second one is joy.
所以圣灵所结的果子的第二个果子，第二面就是喜乐。
And so it's very important for us to have this joy. And then Paul also says three most important characteristics in the kingdom of God. He says, kingdom of God is not drinking and eating, but in righteousness and what?Peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
就像保罗所讲的当保罗在讲到在圣灵中的讲到我们基督徒有三样很重要的事情，第一就是和平
righteousness
是公义和平和在圣灵中的喜乐。
So dear brothers and sisters, that joy is very important for Christian experience.
所以对于基督徒的属灵生命来说，喜乐是非常重要的。
So Nehemiah 8:10, this is my favorite verse. It says, "Joy of the Lord is your strength."
像尼希米在第八章第十节这样讲到说，他说在主你的喜乐乃是我们的力量。
Yes, following the Lord, serving the Lord, to be good Christians, we need to take up the cross, follow the Lord.
我们来跟随主，我们来顺服主的时候，我们得着这个喜乐，乃是我们跟随主的道路。
But also, we can experience joy deep down in our heart.
我们也可以同样在里面，在心里的深处来经历这个喜乐。
This is also the secret of Lord Jesus Himself.
这也是我们耶稣基督他自己的秘诀。
So in Hebrews 12, it says that fixing our eyes upon the Lord Jesus.Who is the author and finisher of our faith? And what does it say? He, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame.
希伯来书第十二章这样讲到我们的主耶稣基督，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
So here, the joy enabled the Lord.To endure the cross.
也就是说那摆在前面的喜乐使我们的主可以忍受十字架的苦难。
And so here it says that more than when their grain and new wine abound.
那么在这里讲到说那个胜过那些丰收五谷新酒的人。
And here it tells us, you know, in on earth, for earthly people, the one of most joyful moments is when they have this harvest of grain. They work so hard for a whole year, almost whole year. They have harvest of grain and new wine in abundance.
我们都知道生活在地上的人他们最大的喜乐就是当一年之中到了收割的时候能够得到丰收使他们的唯一的喜乐。
And they would celebrate it with a banquet, with a big feast.
他们会用宴乐来庆祝这样的喜乐。
But here, David says, the gladness, the joy that God put up in our heart is more than the most joyful moments in this world.
而神在大卫在这里怎么讲呢? 他说神放在我们心里的那个快乐胜过这个世界上最快乐的人那些人经历的最快乐的时候。And
in 8 he says, in peace I both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety.
第八节是这样说,他说我必安然躺下睡觉,因为独有你耶和华,使我安然居住。So
this peace is a peace of God which surpasses comprehension, as Paul put it in Philippians.
这里所讲的安然,就像保罗在腓立比书所说的那样的,胜过一切。So
David experienced the same peace.
所以大卫也经历了这同样的一个平安。Even
outside, he faced his enemies surrounding him.
尽管他在外面仇敌围绕着他。But
through God, he experienced God's peace in his heart beyond comprehension.
但借着神，他能够经历一个平安，是那测不透的平安。That's
why he had this triumphant proclamation. That says, I will both lie down and sleep.
这就是他在最终的时候，他有这样的宣称。他说，我能够安然居住，躺下睡觉。
And this is his secret. He says, and you alone, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety.
他的秘诀就是唯独你耶和华，使我安然，可以安然居住。
So he acknowledges the Lord is the only one can make him dwell in safety.
他乃是认定唯有耶和华可以使他安然居住。That's
why he had this peace from God that beyond comprehension, and he made this cry, this triumphant proclamation in the end. He said, I will both lie down and sleep.
所以他有这样得胜的宣称，他说我可以安然躺下睡觉。So
this psalm is called Evening Song.
这首诗篇乃是称为晚上的诗篇。I
think God wants us to really have this peace and joy in our heart, no matter what we're experiencing today.
也就是说神乃是希望我们每一个人，不管我们现在正在经历什么样的难事情，我们希望得到平安。All
the saints of God experience such peace and joy in their heart when they face tremendous obstacles in their life.
每一个属于神的圣徒都可以在无论是多么困苦的境况里面都可以经历这个平安。And
Lord himself, when he was on the earth, he lived every day under the shadow of the cross.
尽管我们的主在地上每一天的生活都是生活在十字架的那个阴影下面。
But our Lord Jesus himself experienced this peace and joy.
但是我们的主耶稣他一直在这个平安的里面。And
he wants to give that peace and joy to us as well.
他要把这个同样的平安给我们每一个人。If
we continue to be faithful.
如果我们信实的话。And
rely on him.
能够完全的来依靠他。And
pray to him, call out to him in faith.
向他祷告，向他呼吁祈求，在信心的里面这样祈求。Let's
bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头祷告。
Father, may you bless your holy word.
主啊，求你祝福你的话语。
Only Holy Spirit can reveal it in our heart so that we can know the Lord Jesus.
唯有圣灵可以在我们心中来启示我们，让我们认识我们的耶稣基督。
And to be encouraged by your word.
被你的话语所激励。
May you continue to light your countenance upon us.
求你再次向我们显出你面上的荣光。
Everyone here may find one or two words that will be edifying to them.
借着你一句两句的话，每一个人在这里都能够得到激励。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.